Hello, I am Professor Mahesh Agnihotri, your host for the episode number 14 on the fundamentals of investing. I am a retired professor of accounting and finance for bachelor's programs and other higher qualification seeking programs as well for almost 4 decades in India, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates. During this period, I taught the basic as well as the higher levels of accounting courses and also principles of finance, fundamentals of investing, capital markets and institutions, and applied finance in the area of finance. Apart from teaching, I have also presented research papers in Asia, Europe, and North America, which includes an international business conference in the oldest professional management societies called Society for the Advancement of Management, which was established in the year 1910. Every week, I publish one episode for the benefit of my listeners. So far, I have published 13 episodes. In my earlier episodes, a number of topics were discussed, which include introduction to stock markets, investment risk and portfolio risk management strategies, concept of value investing, the investing habits of investors, investing theories, asset allocation strategies, technical and fundamental analysis of analyzing stocks. In this episode, we will discuss the fundamental investing principles which helps the investors to understand the techniques of investing. Investors need to have the ability to look into the future for a better understanding of the markets. They should also have the ability of timing the market, which is also important. In other words, I can say, for successful investing, investors need to keep themselves ahead of the day-to-day developments or day-to-day events or the happenings in the financial markets. This helps for sure. Investors should always make their investment decisions and portfolio allocations based on their personal requirements and financial goals. It's important that investors maintain long-term perspective and have a very disciplined approach to their investment strategy as well. But one thing they can always avoid is impulsive trading. And it always makes sense to follow some principles which are fundamental for successful investing and higher returns. Let us discuss these principles one after the other. The first one is follow or embrace an investing strategy. Or in other words, I can say, investors should know what kind of investors they are. As we all know, there are different types of investors who follow different strategies. Investors need to identify themselves as to what kind of investing strategy they follow. Investors could follow value investing or contrarian investing or growth investing, or for that matter, momentum investing. If you are a value investor, then these are the fundamental principles you may follow for successful investing. I need not tell you the fact that investments or trading should be always based on valuation. We can also say that a value investor should not be participating in momentum or contrarian strategy of investing off and on. It is good to have a consistency of following only the value investing strategy. That is, embrace a consistent investing strategy, that is, value investing strategy. The second fundamental principle is always invest with a margin of safety. Investors should buy securities or assets at a price less than the real value, because this gives them a margin of safety. What is margin of safety? Margin of safety is a principle of investing in which an investor only purchases securities when their market prices are significantly below their intrinsic value or below their real value. In fact, Warren Buffett said, the three most important words in investing are margin of safety. I repeat, margin of safety. That means pay less than the real value of the asset. Investors need to understand that price and value are not the same thing. Understanding the difference between price and value is the core principle of value investing. One of the favorite quotes of Warren Buffett is, price is what you pay and value is what you get. So this also should be remembered in the context of investing. It reminds me of the Warren Buffett's teacher, Benjamin Graham. In his book, Intelligent Investor, he says, buy stocks the way you buy groceries, not perfumes. Let us explore the difference between price and value with the help of a simple example. This may help you to understand the difference between price and value. Suppose you are planning to buy a new phone and hence checking the prices of few phones on Amazon. And there is one phone that you really like, that is OnePlus 6T, which has features of midnight black and 6GB RAM plus 64GB memory. Yesterday, the price of this phone on Amazon was $700. However, today when you checked it again, the price has increased to $750. What do you think has really happened here? With the change in the price, what can you say about the quality of the phone? Did it change overnight? Is the phone still 6GB plus 64GB memory? Or did it increase just because the price has increased from yesterday? No, the quality is the same. The only thing that has changed is the amount of money, that is from $700 to $750 that you need to pay for it should you decide to buy the iPhone, buy the phone. Same value at a higher price. Now, let me tell you, similar things happen in the stock price of the companies. Although the quality does not change every second. However, the price does. We all know this. Some stocks are shown in the red and some stocks are shown in the green. That is, price always changes. This concept is very important for investors to note, as value investing can provide substantial profits once the market inevitably re-evaluates the stock and ups its price to the fair value. It also provides protection on the downside if things don't work out as planned and if the business also fails. Now we move on to the next principle, that is, asset allocation should be the topmost priority. This is the fundamental principle of investing. Let us understand what is asset allocation then. Asset allocation is the practice of dividing an investment portfolio into different types of assets. A good asset allocation definitely helps investors reduce investment risk through diversification. In addition to diversification, asset allocation is very much essential to make sure that investors reach their financial goals. If investors don't take enough risk, they may not be able to generate good returns to reach their financial goals. This is very, very clear for us. In fact, it's a known fact that asset allocation accounts for a whopping 80% of the volatility and returns. I can say asset allocation matters a lot more than the stock picking when it comes to reaching the financial goals. Then we move on to the fourth principle, that is, diversification is the key. To add to the asset allocation as a topmost principle, it can be said that diversification is the key to manage risk and reduce the volatility of an asset's price movements. Investment diversification in small numbers provides enormous benefits to the investors. Let me give you an example. 5 investments are better than 2. Or for that matter, 10 investments are better than 5. But remember, both under or over diversification practices are not good for portfolio management strategies. I don't say that if you diversify your investments, it's a guarantee for better returns or fewer losses. It's simply a technique that can help you reach your long-term financial goals. Then we move on to the next fundamental investing principle, that is, invest for the long run. Warren Buffett says again, invest in stocks markets today as if the stock markets are closed from tomorrow for the next 5 years. His teacher, Benjamin Graham, taught the long-term value investing strategy of purchasing stocks at a price below their intrinsic value and then holding them until their price reflects the real value of the company. Short-term investing is one of the biggest downfalls of the current investing strategies. The truly great investors realize if you buy an investment at a favorable price, it may take time for the market to recognize its true value. How much time? There's no definite time, but it will take a while. Long-term investing is one of the most important investing principles because short-term trading usually leads to poor long-term performance. This is common because many investors let fear and greed cause them to make bad decisions. The long term will take care of itself if you make wise investment decisions. Warren Buffett says, don't let fear and greed change your investing criteria and values. He also says, avoid being overwhelmed by outside forces that affect your emotions. He says, never sell into panic. He says, stick with long-term value investing strategies always. Many of the market declines of the last decade, including the stock market crash of 2008, are a thing of past, as we all know. But market crashes and the economic downturns do not go away. As the COVID-19 pandemic shows, market calamity can seemingly occur out of nowhere. But if at all it comes, do not despair. and do not let emotions like fear and anxiety cause you to make the rash decision to sell into a falling mark. In the end, I can tell you, investors who endure these difficult times, that is the market crashes and the economic downturns, if they have stayed invested, they came out in perhaps the best shape and they have made good returns. The next fundamental principle of good investing is expect volatility and profit from it. Investing in stocks means dealing with volatility. No stock market will be free from volatility. Instead of running for the exits during the times of the market stress, the smart investor greets downturns as a chance to find great investments. Benjamin Graham illustrated this with the analogy of Mr. Market, the imaginary business partner of each and every investor. He says, Mr. Market offers investors a daily price quote at which he would either buy an investor out or sell his share of business. Sometimes he will be excited about the prospects for the business and quote a higher price. Other times he is depressed about the business's prospects and quotes a low price. Because the stock market has these same emotions, the lesson here that we can learn is that you should not let Mr. Market's views dictate your own emotions or lead you in your investment decisions. Instead, you should form your own estimates of the business's values based on a sound and rational examination of the facts. Then we move on to the next principle, that is employ risk management strategies. This is another fundamental investing principle that needs to be followed. Risk is inseparable from return. We all know this. Every investment involves some degree of risk. A solid or a good understanding of risk in its different forms can help investors to understand the opportunities, trade-offs, and also the costs involved with different investment approaches. Or in other words, it is so important for investors to employ risk management strategies so that they don't lose their principal amount. If not managed properly, portfolio volatility is an investment returns killer. In other words, you lose your returns on investment. If you don't control risk, you will suffer greatly in bear markets. One of the main investing principles to avoid large portfolio downturns is to control your risk. Now we move on to the next principle of using compounding to your advantage. Use compounding to your advantage. The word compounding means the initial returns or interest that you have earned on investment becomes part of the invested capitals. Compounding, as we all know, is a powerful financial concept. Understand how it works for you and also why dividend growth compounding multiplies the value of compounding. It's equally important for us to understand the devastation of reverse compounding. The more of your portfolio you lose, the harder it is to get it back, because you lose your principal amount. A 10% loss only requires 11% gain to get back to the break-even. However, a 50% loss requires 100% gain to get back to the break-even, which is very difficult. Now we move on to the last fundamental principle of good investing, that is, control your own destiny. Remember, no one cares about your money more than you do. Stock market frauds, conflicts of interest, and outrageous fees, all these make the self-directed investing an attractive alternative. I hope you agree with me. Technology and the internet have brought down the transaction costs and also provide the means to get information and guidance at a very low cost. There are so many websites offering these services. In fact, there has never been a better time period for the self-directed investor who is willing to put a little effort into investing. He will do well if these fundamental principles of good investing are remembered and put into practice. While controlling your own destiny, you must always remember the two rules which Warren Buffett suggested investors to follow. That is, rule number one, never lose your money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. That's all we have for this episode. See you in the next episode. Please like, share, subscribe the podcast, and also recommend it to your friends as well. I will appreciate your reviews as well. Should you have any questions, you may contact me on my email, agnihotripodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, and see you again in the next episode.